Education Minister Senator Royal Reid has hailed the disbursement of funds to secondary schools in June as an unprecedented move by the government to ensure adequate preparation for the start of the 2016-2017 academic year in September. The early disbursement of the funds is in keeping with the government's tuition fee policy and the abolition of auxiliary fees at the secondary level. The Education Minister recently sat down with Ian Boyne to discuss the new policy, as well as plans by the Ministry to improve the Career Advancement Programme and boost the early childhood sector.
We were pleased that without much fanfare, we were able to put into the school's account a total of $1.4 billion, the very first time in the history of Jamaica that high schools are getting funds so early in June, and they're accustomed to getting more in August and so on.
And you continue to defend the no tuition fee policy. You think it's an eminently reasonable policy, Minister?
Well, let us be very clear that what we have tried to do is to make it very clear to parents what the policy is, rather than saying one thing and mean another thing. What we're saying is that the government is committed to funding education to the best of its ability and then allow for parents to make additional contributions. That is what the policy simply is. And in that policy, there's really no need to pay for tuition. So any request is really a contribution because the government is insistent that we will pay for tuition. We will pay the teachers. We will pay largely for the operation of school. What you're contributing to is the further development of these institutions. We have rebranded and expanded the Career Advancement Program. And that program is focused on ensuring that students remain in the education and training system beyond grade 11 rather than exiting or even exiting before and then become part of the unattached group. The rebranded program will allow for enrollment to move from 5,000 to 10,000 students being enrolled in this program. We are spending about $850 million on this particular initiative.
Also, Minister, I know that there was the early stimulation program.
Yes. We have also announced the rebirth of the early stimulation program, which is going to be very revolutionary in terms of our education system, because in our discussion with the Minister of Health and the Minister of Labour and the Social Security, the children 0 to 3, the early stimulation is absolutely imperative because 85% of brain development occurs in these early years. But in the demographics we have in our country, where we have significant instances of poverty and poor parenting, the state now has to be far more proactive to account for every newborn. In fact, even before then, once you become pregnant, and we have to be educating you about caring for pregnancy and ensuring that you develop a healthy fetus and postnatal and so on, but also to bring in the social support. Because some of these very same poor parents who end up on PATH, they require the intervention from day one. Because when we look at the GSAT results and the other results at CXC, it is showing a trend that we have a number of children who have special needs. A number of children, if they had a better start, they would do very well in the educational system. But you can't get that output at the end if you don't have a strong foundation. And therefore, our government is now focused on the very earliest stage of the education ladder, that is 0 to 3. And we're going to be collaborating with the other ministries.
Minister of Education, Senator Royal Reid, speaking in a recent interview with Ian Boyne.
Mother said me go live with Uncle George and him family so them can send me go school. Them say them soon send me, but me have to work first. My work hard, you see. Mommy said I must make them send me back cause she not have nowhere to put me. So I wash and clean. The only thing is that sometimes them beat me. But them said them will send me go school next year if my work good. I go work hard cause I want go school.
Domestic servitude is human trafficking. Human trafficking is modern-day slavery. Call 811 or the nearest police station if you suspect something. Let's unite to end human trafficking.
A message from the National Task Force Against Trafficking in Persons.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.